As people in Hawaii have known for a long time, you can get a lot of music out of a little ukulele, and as the instrument's popularity soars throughout the world, music therapists are learning it's an ideal tool for their hospital visits to young kids who are having a tough time. As we head into the weekend's Hawaii Ukulele Festival in Waikiki, we talked with Eddie Bonnier, the founder of Luthiers for a Cause, which has donated a series of handcrafted ukulele to that festival, about his reasons for founding his organization.
Music therapy is becoming an increasingly recognized part of the program to help kids heal. And what's beautiful about music therapy is not only does it help children deal with very difficult situations while they're undergoing treatment in the hospital, but what we're doing is sending kids home with ukuleles so they really get the gift of music for life. And many of them, you know, do continue to play music throughout not only their treatments, but beyond that for those who, you know, are able to, you know, get better.
It's a great starter instrument for the world of music, don't you think?
It is. It's really easy to play. You literally can learn three chords and you can play hundreds of songs.
Yeah.
But you can also take a lifetime to master the instrument. And in particular for the pediatric patients, it's very suitable because it's compact and it's easy to play lying down. You don't have to worry about interference with IV lines and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a joyous voice to the ukulele that it's just brings a levity into the room for people.
You know, just thinking of the practical things of how to play it and how you, the fact that you're lying down and mm-hmm. that's as much as important as anything else, really.
Yeah.
Just sheer access.
Yeah. And it's interesting because the Corey Bergman, the founder of the Ukulele Kids Club, he's actually a guitar player by background, and you know, in reacting to his own personal tragedy, he decided to do more in the way of community service. So he started going to a local hospital and visiting the pediatric ward and playing his guitar, and really noticed a lot of, you know, spirits being lifted up by what he was doing. And one day they called him over and they said, Corey, you know, we have a young man who is a musician. Can you come play for him? And, you know, the young man was really in not a good health situation. He was in a lot of pain. And when Corey came into the room, he really, you know, felt a lot better and started talking to Corey. And then, you know, he was pretty confident in his own guitar playing abilities. And, you know, Corey, you know, handed him the guitar. And it was difficult, you know, because of the IV lines and stuff.
Sure.
And, but Corey recognized then that the real bridge was to get instruments into the hands of the kids.
Yeah.
And he went and got an ukulele. He happened to have one that a friend had given him, and he uh-huh. brought it, and it was like, bang, this is perfect.
Everything pointed yeah. toward that particular instrument, yeah.
yeah.
And how did that, you know, the whole movement to get ukuleles into the hands of kids in the hospital, how did that expand?
So what happened was Corey and his wife, Etta, as they started telling people what they were doing and how they were dealing with their own situation, they were telling people we're buying ukuleles and contributing to them to hospitals. And then friends started handing them wads of $20 bills and say, you know, here, buy some instruments for us. And
yeah.
then it just kept getting, you know, bigger and bigger, and people really rallied around it. And then they formally launched a non-profit, 501c3, a little over 4 years ago. Today, there's over 200 hospitals in the program. We've gifted over 4,100 instruments. Our goal is to reach 10,000 instruments by the end of 2019. And it's really pretty incredible, some of the notes we get from parents after the fact saying, you know, your music therapy and the joy that this brought into my child's life has been such a blessing. It's really, really heartwarming to hear. Of course, you know, sometimes we do get the tough letters when we find out that a recipient has passed on, but even then, the parents are appreciative for the joy that music brought to their child while their child was still enduring treatment.
Eddie, have you done some of these music therapy visits?
You know, I have not, and I'm glad you asked that question. You know, the music therapy programs which the Ukulele Kids Club supports, these are with board-certified music therapists. So these are people who have gone through serious training, and it's part of a program with, you know, doctors who are overseeing, and it is a prescriptive type thing. And often hospitals that do have music therapy programs, you know, parents can ask about it, or often it can be recommended to them for their child.
Can just a regular musician be trained as a music therapist, or does it require some medical training as well?
I don't know that it requires medical training per se. you know, but there is a training program and there is a board process for getting certified.
And that and after that you can do the you've witnessed these sessions.
Yeah, and it's these are music educators who've taken an affinity for, you know, helping children in these and adults in these tough situations. We're also seeing a growing use of music therapy with adults, particularly in seniors, for example. There's lots of benefits there. Today,
I've heard that, and that you hear stories of music being able to reach people who can't be reached any other way. You know, the severely autistic Alzheimer's patients.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that it seems also as if that's kind of a new area of study that we're learning more about that, the value of music therapy all the time.
Yeah, it's really incredible, and I think it's remarkable. It shows in some cases really. You know, the brain is such a powerful thing that we don't really understand, and there's things deep inside of our brains that only get unlocked in certain situations. And, you know, the interesting question is, how do you tap into that without having to go through some of these situations? But it's really, really fascinating.
Well, as they say, there's a link between music and the music of the spheres, right?
Yeah.
You've seen some of these music therapy sessions in action, right?
Yeah.
What do you see?
You know, like I said, you have kids who are, you know, often, you know, they might be getting an IV and need a distraction. It might be part of a regular program for them. And, you know, kids, you know, really react to the instrument. It's distracting for them. It gives them a sense of control because now they've got something they can do when they want. Sometimes with the younger kids, they will talk about some of the experiences that they're going through, and the music therapist, for example, could help them write a song, and the music therapist will play the song, and then if it's a particularly young child, they'll just strum along.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good way to get them to share about what they're going through. You know, and as kids get older, then they're, you know, learning chords and playing songs themselves and, you know, writing their own music in many cases.
When you get to the point where you feel that you've created something, you've really gotten somewhere, haven't you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it sounds as if, in a way, Eddie, this parallels your own journey as an ukulele player, right? You found something in the instrument for yourself personally.
Yeah, personally, my discovery of the instrument, my daughter was interested in taking up the violin when she was about 5, and we visited a local music store, and she was talking to the violin teacher, and the violin teacher was helping her pick a violin. I turned around to these small instruments hung on the wall, and I just strummed one, and I thought, that is a very unusual sound I'm not familiar with, but it really stuck with me, and I kept looking at them, and I asked one of the people at the store, what is this? And they said, it's an ukulele. I went home and Googled ukulele and researched it all weekend, and then I found out that, you know, it's really easy to learn, but it's, you know, you can spend a lifetime mastering it. And at the time, I felt like, you know, I was approaching 50, and I wanted to do something completely different to challenge myself, and if you had told me before I walked in that music store I would become obsessed with ukulele, I would have told you you were out of your mind, but that's in fact what happened.
Eddie Monnier is the founder of Luthiers for a Cause, which has created a series of handcrafted ukulele that will be unveiled tomorrow afternoon as part of the weekend-long Hawaii Ukulele Festival, sponsored by the Ukulele Guild of Hawaii, at the Princess Kaiulani Hotel in Waikiki. You can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.